I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace. But the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray. Pray and help me, please. But then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, I let go and I let God have his way. And that's when things start happening, when I stop looking at back then, and I let go and I let God have his way. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. But I had to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything will be all right. Ooh, as soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, and I let go and I let God have his way, and that's when things start happening, when I stop looking at back then. And I let go and I let God have his way. I let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, let go and let God. Young person, let go and let God. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. With tears in your eyes, just let go. Pain in your heart, and let go. Lost a loved one. Let go, lost a friend, let go, lost a job, let go, lost some finances or house, let go, he knows your struggles, let go, he knows your pain, let go, and let go, and let go. Why, great is your mercy towards me, and your loving kindness towards me, and your tender mercies I see day after day, forever faithful towards me. And he's always providing for me. You guys know this song. Great is your mercy towards me. It's a simple song. Great is your grace. Help me sing. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Thank you, Lord. Your tender mercies I see day after day. He's forever faithful towards me. And you're always providing for me. Jehovah Jireh, great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. His mercy endureth forever. And if it didn't endure, we never would have made it. Never could have made it without you, Lord. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I, and we can say we're stronger. Come on, church. Wiser. We are better. Ooh, so much better. When we look back after all that we've been through, yeah, I realize that we wouldn't have made it without you, Lord. Oh, never, ever could have made it. Never would have made it without you, Lord. Oh, we would have lost it all. But now we see that you are there for each one of us, Lord. Now we see that you were always there for us, Lord. And now we see that you were always there providing for us, Lord. We never would have made it without your grace, your mercy, your peace. Your grace, your mercy, your peace. Your long-suffering and understanding. We never would have made it. Yeah. I never would have made it without you. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you, Lord. We would have lost our very minds, but now we see that you are always there for us, Lord. We can say we are stronger. You are our strength. You are wiser, and we're wiser. We are better. Ooh, so much better, yeah. When we look back to all that we've been through, Lord, we wouldn't have made it without you. We never would have made it. We never could have made it without you, Lord.
Greeter, are you with us?
Lord, we come to you as humbly and as pure and as honest as we possibly can be. We give your name all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. For without you, we are nothing. We can do nothing. We can be nothing. Our hope, strength, and very breath is dependent upon you. I thank you, Lord, for the founders of this call. You gave Reverend Dr. PK and Reverend Dr. Vanessa visions, Lord, visions to start a prayer call so that we can all get up in unity and worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and continue to strengthen them as they go about their days and continue your work. Lord, bless the Artist Life family and all of the individuals on those teams, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, to continue on and to be prosperous in their business, Lord. Lord, we all need to be prosperous in everything we do. We need our health and our strength, Lord. Our families need you. Our country needs you now more than ever. Our world needs you. It is definitely birthing pains of a very, very traumatic birth that's happening right now. And there'll be some great things that come forth and some not great things that come forth. But, Lord, we're standing on you for the great things. And, Lord, even the not-so-great things, your word tells us that whatever occurs with us, Lord, it'll be for your glory. So for what others mean for bad, you will bless for good. You are our promise keeper. You are our way maker. You are the righteousness, the righteous one, the holy one, the one that changes things. Things look a little bleak at time, especially in this world during the pandemic and doing so many issues with our law enforcement, Lord. The ones that say they are here to protect and serve, Lord, some do just that and they do it well, and bless them and protect them, Lord. But there are others who do not, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you be with our young people, be with our family, our nation, our communities. Help us to unite and gather together as one. Your word tells us if your people who are called by your name, guess what, saints? That's us. That's the believers. If we would humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, seek his face, and bow on our knees and pray, then we will hear from heaven and he will heal our land. Lord, be with us. Be with us, Lord. We ask this prayer in your son's holy, most precious name. Host, are you with us?
I am here. Minister Ruth, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for starting our morning off with worship this morning. Never would have made it. I'm telling you, it's going to stick with me all day. Thank you for bringing us before the presence of the Lord this morning and also opening us up, greeting and seating everyone and opening us up with prayer. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you in such a wonderful, wonderful way. We thank God for you. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Good morning, TMC family. I tell you, we are in for another blessing this morning. God has already started us off with a blessing and praise and worship, as well as a wonderful greeter. And listen, let me share with you just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our awesome and amazing women of God. God called them to this particular assignment, and we are thankful that they said yes to the master with the master's call. Our co-founders are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and with their yes, they stood on God's word, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website that you can go to any time of the day or the hour. We have our messages archived there where you can go and get a word anytime. And we also have the bios of our speakers. It is themasterscall.net, themasters with an S, call.net. And you'll also see that our theme for this year is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry. We encourage you to do so. It's a safe place. You can sing as unto the Lord. You have a beautiful voice God has given you. Yes, we invite you to worship with us. You can greet, as Minister Ruth did so wonderfully. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word from the Lord that you have to come forth with. And listen, we will invite you to come and allow God to use you. And submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or yours truly will contact you. Now, what started us all together, most of us anyway, is this wonderful company called Ardyss International, A-R-D-Y-S-S, Ardyss International. It is a health and wellness company that's been serving the world And we are so thankful that they definitely have wonderful, wonderful products. We do. And you can get with the person that invited you to this call. They'll share more information with you. We have not only nutritional products, we have garments, we have skincare products. I tell you, God has truly blessed this company, and it is now Artist Life. And with that, you can listen to more information because we have a call right after this call, and it's called the Morning Motivational Call. That's held every Monday through Friday, like I said, after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Today is Testimonial Thursday with the dynamic, wonderful manager, Dee Lee Holston, and director, Claudette Brown, will be the guest speaker. I tell you, awesome testimonies. You want to be there. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have another dynamic woman. I tell you, God has truly blessed us because we have women of God, men of God who loves the Lord, loves to share God's word, loves to stand on God's word no matter what the situation may be. And she resides in Cincinnati, Ohio. She is a wonderful woman who is married to a wonderful man, Mr. Mark Lee. She is a mother of three beautiful children and a grand Mimi of four wonderful grandchildren. I say four, but yes, three. But one is in residing in heaven. Glory to God. But I tell you, she is a woman of God. We call her Pray the Heavens Down Sister. Yes. She is an artist distributor. She is a Holy Ghost-filled woman of God. She serves as an intercessor at her church as well as here on the Master's Call. Her mission is to give God's point of view to women, married couples, and youth who are barren in the things of God. And her vision is to see families made whole through his salvation. Glory to God. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our Pray the Heavens Down sister, Minister Keisha Lee. Are you there, Minister Keisha?
Yes, I am here. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for your kindness. You know, I love you. Thank you for your prayers always. And to my prayer partner, Minister Ruth, thank you for double dutying this morning. You sung some heavy hitters, Let Go and Let God. Great is his mercy. We thank God for his mercies that's new every day for us and never would have made it. And because of him, any of us on this line would never have made it to where we are today because of our Lord and our Savior. So thank you for greeting the people, and thank you for that prayer this morning. And to the awesome Dr. PK, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Pastor Vanessa, thank you, ladies, for representing the kingdom of God like you do. And thank you for your push. You guys are you're anointed to push folks into their destiny. So God bless you for that. Love you for that. To the TMC, welcome each and every one of you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, mighty God. Heavenly Father, we gather here at the TMC table today, and we say, good morning, God. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Thank you for allowing us to be here one more time. We esteem you on high and glorify your great and mighty name. Now, God, mantle us with your glory from on high and saturate our very being from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our very feet. Now add on your anointing and your favor and your divine healing and protection right now, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, as we take dominion and authority today over everything that's not like you. No snares, no traps, no manipulation, no intimidation, no plot or plans, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and any tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Mighty God, guard our every gate and plate, spiritually and naturally. Release your rhema word to our mind and our hearts as we follow after your heart. Yeshua, hallelujah, we thank you right now. We call forth your anointing, hallelujah, on this word and on this line and over your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now, can we just give the Lord some praise and worship? I know I can't hear you. I know I can't see you, but he's worthy of the honor. It's due his name. And as we begin to start out at our own table worshiping and praising our God and forget about ourselves and begin to concentrate on him and worship and adore him, we will find ourselves at the king's table where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah. Can you just give him a hand clap of praise? Wherever you may be, on your job, in your home, he's worthy of the praise. And I want to give you a scripture, which is not my foundational scripture today, but at your leisure, read over in Luke 14, as Jesus gave a parable about a king inviting people to his great supper. And they made every excuse in the book to his servant that he sent out. And the servant came back and he told the king what the people were saying. And so he sent the servant back out and he said, go into the highways and the hedges and the streets and the lanes in the city and bring back the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind so they can come and partake with me. And I tell you one thing, when the Lord sends you out an invitation, know that that's a privilege, hallelujah, to sit with him, to worship and adore him, because he got a people. We don't want to answer the call. He got a people to do so. So I say to each and every one of you, starting with me, as long as we have the Ruach breath of God in our bodies, the word of God says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. It also says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. It also says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I always say the book of Psalms is like jumper cables. You know the jumper cables that we have when our car won't start? The same thing with Psalms. When you just can't get your praise going on, begin to read over in Psalms out loud, and I guarantee you that your spirit will be stirred up for sure in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, my topic or subject today is servant to sonship through God's sovereignty. I say that one more time. Servant to sonship through God's sovereignty. So I'm going to read my scripture text, and it's out of Philippians, and it's a little bit lengthy, so I ask that you bear with me. It's Philippians 2, 1 through 16. It says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the Son of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Among ye shall shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. This was the Apostle Paul who wrote this letter to the church of Philippi, and letting them know the powerful work that Jesus Christ did for everyone. He became human and an obedient servant that was promoted and exalted to the sonship by God's sovereignty. It's a blueprint for us. It's a roadmap for us. It's instructions and a great example for us to follow to go from servant to sonship through God's sovereignty. When you look at the definition of servant, it's a sole commitment for one person to another to wait upon, to minister to, and to support and to defend. And in the scripture, Jesus was the perfect servant. He was humbled. He was obedient. He emptied himself for us. He sacrificed his whole life for you and me. He's known as the suffering servant. And as y'all know, we will suffer through some things for the sake of Christ. And that's okay, because the word of God tells us, if God be before us, who can be against us? We have to walk in the character of Christ. Yes, we have to have a servant's heart, a heart of Christ, a heart of compassion for others. We have to have a humble spirit under the mighty hand of God. Sometimes we have to sacrifice as a servant, giving our gifts, our times, and our talents as he did. We have to listen and be obedient to the voice of God. The word says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger he will not follow. We have to have the spirit of anticipation of the greater to come, because if not, living in this fleshly world, serving others can sometimes bring a weight which easily besets us and cause us to be in a place of desperation and unsure and uncertain and have little faith and doubt, which we know that's not pleasing to our Lord. But as we continue to run our race that's before us with the servant's heart, a heart with patience, we can begin to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross for us. Now, as he sits at the right hand of the Father with all power in his hand, he can release the weight of his glory to rest on each one of us. And that brings us into the sonship, which is relationship with him and the Father. Galatians 4, 6, and 7 says, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his Son in your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God, through Christ. Thank you, mighty God. That's a powerful scripture. And this is a promotion in the kingdom for you and for me. Why? Because he took us from servant to being his child, his son, his daughter, and made us an heir and a joint heir with Christ. He grants us full access to him. Hallelujah. The King of glory in his kingdom. Being a sonship with the Abba Father, it gives us this intimacy with him that as Jesus has. And Jesus, how he taught his disciples to pray and to correctly approach our Abba Father. We don't never want to offer up strange fire before him, but have the confidence and the holy boldness to press into his presence and trust him and allow his will to be done in our everyday living as Jesus did. Being a sonship, it gives us our true identity, who we are and whose we are. We can enjoy our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and we see so many people post on their social media, they live in their best life. Well, if it ain't Jesus Christ in it, it ain't nothing happening, because the word of God says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man that he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Lord, I thank you for choosing me. Can you say that this morning? Lord, I thank you for choosing me. This is a royal life, and the Bible tells us over in Peter, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, hallelujah, that should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now the people of God, which are had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. We thank God for your mercy once again. We have been redeemed and rescued through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and now by faith we have inherited the kingdom of God within us, according to Luke 17, 21. We are now led by the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 8 and 14. We are the manifested sons and daughters of God, according to Romans 8 and 19. And as sons and daughters, we are diligent, we are determined, we're purposeful, and we're positioned for prosperity. That's a hallelujah moment right there. So I encourage you, I challenge you today, everyone on this call that has a social media platform, and if you don't have a social media platform and you just got a phone or a cell phone, get on that phone, hallelujah, and post, hashtag, I'm living a royal life through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and prayerfully it can be a conversation starter to begin to witness to ones that's just living their best life, hallelujah, without Christ and have not accepted his royal invitation to his kingdom living. You can tell them Jesus died, that he lives, and that he saves, hallelujah. The Bible tells us, Isaiah tells us, that hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. God's sovereignty is something else, I tell you, and it's where he possesses all power, and the ruler of all things, creation and human history and redemption. Psalms 135 and 6 says, whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in the earth and in the seas and all the deep places. He did it then, and he can do it now, and he has done it now for us. We serve a mighty God that can take us from servant to sonship through his sovereignty. He's Alpha and he's Omega, and his purpose is for the world to have salvation and everlasting life with him. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And author means increase, and finisher means to be complete or make perfect. So that means he's the perfecter of our faith. And we know without faith it's impossible to please our God. He'll withhold no good thing from us. Who would want to serve a God that is able to keep us from falling, or that will fight our battles, hallelujah, or that can heal us from all sickness and disease, or can make our ways out of no ways? He can deliver us from a lion's den or a fiery furnace. Yes, the enemy, he's still binding up folks with his evil deeds. Over in Peter, it says, be sober and be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Also in Job, it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And he said unto the Lord, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. So that lets you know he is still busy. But we serve, hallelujah, a sovereign king, hallelujah, that he has to answer to. And we serve a sovereign king that will shut down a nation on behalf of his kids. Do you belong? Are you a king's kid? Hallelujah. I'm a king's kid. Hallelujah. And I leave you one more verse. Hallelujah, out of Isaiah, where it says, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants there are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out of the heavens as a curtain and spread them as a tent to dwell in. And that's in Isaiah. And that just shows the power of God, that he's mighty, that he's big, and that he's an almighty God, and that he loves us. So I leave you with that. God bless each and every one of you. Host, are you there?
Woo, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Lord, I thank you for choosing me. I'm living a royal life in Christ. Servant from servant to sonship through God's sovereignty. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha Lee. I tell you, she doesn't only pray the heavens down. She will preach the heavens down. Yes, she will. Thank you so much. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, you are great, and you're greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountains of your holiness, we thank you, Father God, for your anointing that you have set us in this morning. We thank you, Father, for your sovereignty that you brought us from a servant to sonship in your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for doing the work, Lord God, taking death from us, taking our sins from us, and, Lord God, placing us in a place, Lord God, that we can cry, Abba, Father. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. We honor you, Lord God, for this woman of God who have prayed and blessed us, Lord God, with your word. We thank you, Lord, that you anointed her in such a manner, Father God, that she put us in a place and let us realize, Father God, who we are in Christ Jesus, heirs and joint heirs with you, O God. We thank you that we ask you in the name of Jesus that you place your blessings even the more upon Minister Keisha and her family, her loved ones, her surroundings, her community, her city, Lord God. Anything that pertains to her, Father God, we thank you for blessing it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in Dr. PK's life, Lord God. We call her healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, for restoring and replenishing Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord God, for anointing her even the more, Father God, as she continues to do your will in your favor and to your glory. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this call. We ask ask you, Father, that you continue to manifest your glory in the midst of them, Lord God. Lord, we know that we go through trials and tribulations, but you say the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that's instilled in each and every one of us. We thank you that you watch over your word to perform it. So we ask you in the name of Jesus that you heal those that are having challenges with their health. We call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You said in your word that you were bruised for our iniquities. You were bruised for our transgressions. You were our iniquities are upon the blood of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. So we call everyone healed and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father God, that it's done according to your will and according to your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for touching every bereaved family, Lord God, and you know who they are name by name. We'll name a few, Father God, that because they're going through, Lord God, Pastor Carlton and his family, Lord God, touch them and strengthen them, Lord. Bishop Haney's family, touch them, Father God. The Hightower family, the Weatherspoon family, Lord God, the Henderson-Dickerson family, the Peterson-Randolph family, the Leaf and the Phillips family, Wiggins-Peters family, the Jackson-Heron family, Lord God, you know them all, and we know nobody can comfort like you can. So we thank you in advance for what you're doing, and it's according to your will and according to your ways. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we'll be grateful, Father, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, I tell you, I know you want to share this message with somebody. Somebody needs to hear this word, to know what God has done for them. The playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pen is 957-677-POUND. Remember, we have the testimonial Thursday coming up right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND with Manager D. Lee and Director Claudette Brown. We thank you all for joining us this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for setting the atmosphere with praise and worship and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord, as well as opening us up in prayer. And thank you again, Minister. Pray the heavens down. Preach the heavens down. Keisha Lee, thank you so much for that awesome word. Would you please come and close us with the benediction?
Mighty God, mighty God, that prayer you just put out there, prayer general, God bless you and give it back to you 100-fold. God bless you. Hallelujah. I just want to take this time to invite anyone on this line or anyone that you may know that has not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior to get on the call tomorrow where it's extended for personal prayer for you guys, and let us walk you through that, or whomever that you know is ready to surrender all, because the Word of God says this is the day of salvation. And I leave each and every one of you with the word of God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. Love you all.